Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Alexis Levi with Sports 101. It's been a while since I've been on air, and I'm so excited today because we're starting our series back up again, and we've got some amazing guests coming in the next coming weeks that are going to tell you all kind of good stuff about sports and how to. Today, we're going to talk about how to make money, how the athletes make all that money, and how they now can keep it. You know, it's amazing. We've seen so many headlines, headline after headline. I won't mention names because some of them are my friends, but headline after headline that states athletes are getting millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars sometimes, and then at the end of their career or somewhere in the middle, they no longer have any money. And so the thing that I wanted to talk about today is just, you know, how they can resolve this. How can they, you know, get some education? How can they make sure that they have instruction on how to maybe keep some of this money, how to invest it, not necessarily in other businesses all the time, but, you know, just how they can keep it, how they can make sure that, you know, they do not have to end up broke. And so, you know, today we're going to have a guest on. We're excited about this guest. We're excited about some of the information that he is going to bring to the table. You know, I met Rob. His name is Rob Welsh. He's the CEO of FFC Capital Ventures. And it was interesting. I was reading about him. I met him on LinkedIn. I was reading about him in different locations, different articles that had been written about him. And I won't say there's nobody else that cares out there because I think people care about the athletes. I don't like to think an agent or a advisor would set an athlete up for failure, but I think it's for lack of knowledge. You know, sometimes lack of knowledge puts you in a position. And also, a lot of the athletes that I've spoken to, they think that money is going to last forever. You know, they get that $10 million, $20 million contract, and even sometimes $2 or $3 million. And unfortunately, I have seen more than one, and so have you in the news, that at the end of the day didn't plan very well for taxes, didn't plan very well for, you know, the what-ifs, didn't plan for injuries, didn't plan for family illness, didn't plan for, you know, children, didn't plan for any of those things. And so it often comes up in the news that because of lack of planning, there is a bankruptcy, a mishap, they lose their beautiful home. You know, it's interesting to me because I look at things sort of, I'm a forward thinker. I think about the future. I think about, you know, what if. I think about, and I think part of that is because I was a single mom for a while, and you don't have time to make mistakes. And when you do make mistakes, it doesn't just affect you, it affects everybody. And so even though some of these guys are very young and they don't have families yet, their immediate family, their mother, their father, you know, brothers and sisters, and because everybody, you know, when one goes up, everybody goes up with them. And, you know, a lot of times athletes have told me that they feel obligated to buy homes and to make sure that everybody's comfortable when they're comfortable. And so I commend them. But you have to think it through. You have to make sure that you understand that at some point this money will not be coming through. At some point, this money will not be coming through. And so because of that, we need to make sure that we plan ahead, understand the different programs that are available for us, understand that, that, you know, we as individuals aren't invincible. And I've seen more than not many an injury happen and where people, athletes, want to come back and play and have not gotten insurance, have not gotten you know, a plan together for the what if something happens and I'm not able to continue this journey. So I want to talk a little bit today about this. And I think I just heard that my guest is on. Rob, are you there? Rob, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
there you
are.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. There you are. I was wondering how I was going to get you on. I just happened to look down and I saw that you said, I'm on. So welcome to Sports 101. We're so happy to have you.
Well, it's great to be here, Alexis.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about your company. Oh, I'm wonderful today. I'm in Las Vegas. I've been all over the place. Been to Atlanta, been to LA the last couple of days, and been at, we were in snow in Las Vegas, and then I went to the rain in Atlanta, then went to the sun in California, and a little rain there too. So we're just so happy to, you know, have you on online. I was giving our audience a little prelude as to the why we have you on the show. Not only are you my friend and you are our client and we love you, but we also really value what you're doing with your company. And so without further ado, I just want to welcome you to the show and get right into some of the questions. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right. So as I know your story, obviously, I want everybody to know, you know, I gave a little prelude of the why, but how did you get started, Rob, in the finance world and in the sports division?
It's a great question. And, you know, I'll just say it's great to be in alignment with what you got going on. And I appreciate just, you know, about you and what you're about and being in alignment with going in the same direction. So it's good being in affiliation with you.
Thank
so,
you.
But I got,
yeah.
You know, It's all purpose driven, right? So being a former U.S. Marine, my whole family are Marines. I hate injustice, and then also too is I like helping people. So I was a former minister at one point for about 9 years in San Jose, and I ended up getting introduced. I was looking for out of 14 ministries, I was looking for one with counseling couples, but I was looking for solutions, and a lot of it had to deal with money. So I ended up getting into the industry. Just off of looking at the industry, deciding not to do the industry after looking. But then I met a couple of younger guys that were tearing it up with education in the financial space. And I loved what they were doing. And we brought leadership development to the table. And I found a solution through financial education. But we ended up taking it a step further as we got really good. This was over 13 years ago. Through financial education, through different strategies, that it wasn't about financial services. It was about, you know, solution, concept, strategy, helping people not only teach them about money, but also keep their money. And that led to business owners. And it led to business owners keeping way more of their tax money. But it was everybody segmented in the industry. And what I saw was, why don't we pull the industry together in the different components of it and be able to holistically, from an organic approach, help people all the way around, whether it's a business and have tax planning office, have this, this, and this, educate, and not have to charge the individuals or the businesses or now athletes.
Well, you know, I like that because I've had, you know, a business probably since I was at birth almost, you know, and I think my first business I started at 19 and it was hook or crook. It was trying to figure it out. It was, it wasn't very easy. And, you know, when tax time come, it always seemed like I was getting hammered, even though I rode right on the line of, the different expenses, you know, that I was able to do. But I knew that there had to be something. And when I saw you and we started talking and I said, gosh, you know, I don't know how many times I've had the conversation. I'm so tired of athletes getting $100 million and losing all their money. That's ridiculous. Did you think the same thing?
I didn't really know until we moved to Dallas 2 years ago, and I was blown away by, you know, and you hear all this money. Well, to be honest with you, it's probably 60% is gone after all the fees, even though that's a lot of money. But you hear all the stories, you know, there's corrupt people in the world. There's people trying to take advantage. People got their hands out. If you watch the show Ballers, right, you got that. You could see it.
Yes.
But that doesn't happen across the entire space. And it's not just there's 30 for 30 broke, but there's a lot of guys right now that say, you know, we don't want that to be the representation of what sports is all about. And there's a lot of givers, but unfortunately, a majority don't have information because there's no financial education in school. But when you get out of school, it's all about money, right? And everybody doesn't necessarily know what to do with it. Yep. So that's kind of, you know, it all just ties in, right?
Yes. Yes. Well, I so agree with you. Now, before we get too far into our discussion and then we lose some moments at the end, I kind of want to talk a little bit about the typical client that you would have.
So in the everyday
space? Yeah, in the sports space. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. The typical client, you know, to be honest with you, we're attracting a lot of former athletes to the movement and kind of what we're doing, bringing education into the space. The typical athlete is going to be, you know, somebody who's a current athlete, but we've also gone for long vision. We've gone into the future athlete space to educate up front through the relationships of former athletes, which is leading us to
That's
junior
awesome.
And senior student athletes to be able to go into the athletic departments that kind of, you know, we're putting a whole curriculum together that will be accredited to be able to go there and have these former athletes be able to teach and then be able to have online courses to teach on these subjects so that they become educated and empowered, not just let somebody take advantage of them. But our current, you know, if I have a current athlete in that space, it could be a coach, by the way. But our current athletes,
okay.
The reason that they work with us is because we can help them keep 80%+ of the tax money, and we educate them up front. But there's multiple variables to that that we've incorporated together. It's almost like I should patent it, right? But the reality is
right.
Everybody needs it. We help them keep their money. That's where a sports agent will come to us and they say, hey, I want to add value to my current clients, but I also want to attract and retain my clients. We're their superpower. Nobody can really do what we do. So our current athletes, coaches that have wanted to keep their money that were introduced to us by former athletes, everybody's an introduction, right? Or it might be family or friends that have been introducing us to us. Right now we've got, I just got back from the combine, but I've got somebody out of Fresno that said, hey, my dad knows this guy. He's an agent. Can you talk to him? He's got four guys that were in the combine that, he wanted to meet their parents at one point in Atlanta, but I had a chance to talk with him while we were out in Indianapolis, and he mm-hmm. loves our program to be able to help these guys. And so it's rewarding, it's exciting, and it corrects an injustice.
Yes. Well, you know, and before you got on the line, I was talking a little bit about that, and I was saying I can't believe that the agents or the coaches or the responsible parties are, you know, just being negligent. I just think they don't know. And so now, you know, let me just say FFC Capital Ventures, which is your company and you are the CEO, has come up with a solution, and a good solution to be able to educate and give information. A lot of the guys, and I mentioned this earlier too, Rob, a lot of the guys that come out that when they get that first check, they think that's going to be there forever. And they don't think they need to plan. So the handlers, the family, the friends, the people that love them need to make sure that they steer them to your company. So what I want to do, we're about halfway through right now, and because you never know when someone's chiming in. So I want to make sure that we put your name and company out there, and we also put either an email or a phone number that an interested person would call. Can you give me that information?
Sure. So Rob Welsh, and it's my direct line. Somebody's trying to reach us. It's 469-990-7990. 469-990-7990. And then an email would be Rob, R-O-B as in Bob, at FFC, like Frank Charlie, FFCCapitalVentures.com.
Perfect. So, of course, I'll have you say that at the end as well. But I wanted to make sure that
sure.
if somebody had to leave, they knew exactly, because the people have interviewed me on the radio before, and then they don't say it until the end, and then they don't know how to get a hold of you. They have to call the station or call me. So thank you for putting that out there. Now, I love what you're saying as far as coaches go, because I know coaches and ADs and all those people fall into the same states, especially in the colleges and in the high schools. And like you said, I really believe it should start back there, because I remember being in school and not knowing a hill of beans about really balancing a checkbook. I knew how to do a little bit, but, you know, saving money and doing taxes. And I think I had my first job at 15 or 16. I decided I wanted to work. And so I think this is a missing link, missing piece in our school system, both on the public side as well as the private side, and even, you know, the Christian schools and any school that, you know, that have children. I think they've got to tell them more about how to make money and how to save it.
That is so correct.
So,
and, you know, by the way, a professional athlete's a W-2. So their first paycheck is usually like a culture shock, because it's not even all there, right?
Right. Let me ask you, let's shock our audience. Let's shock our audience. When an athlete says they signed a $1 million contract, how much are they really getting if they correctly pay the taxes?
Let's say that contract paid for this year guaranteed, right? So let's say that's a $1 million contract this year guaranteed. Well, that's a W-2. And depending on where they play, there's going to be taxes. And if you go to New York, there's federal, state, county, and city. If you go to California, it's 13.9%. So it's very complicated. But you have agent fees, associations, all the stuff. So what's going to happen is out of that $1 million, at least 60%, probably close to 60% of that money will go away in taxes. Just because it's a W-2 contract employee, they're going to take the most in taxes out of that. So it's not a million. It's actually probably $400,000 when it's all said and done.
Yes.
And I actually know that.
Yes.
And there's a limited number of paychecks,
I'm sorry,
right? So that first, and there's a limited number of paychecks. And they have to plan that out. And if they, you know, let's say, you know, you get injured, right? I mean, that's a different story.
Yes. Yes. My son went through that in college. And you never know when that old ACL, that old groin injury or anything like that creeps up, and then you can't play. So whatever the contract says, it has to be adhered to upon injuries, which I know that to be true as well.
Yep.
So that's pretty shocking. $1 million goes down to $400,000. Or roughly after. So anybody listening to this that's an athlete, because I'm going to send this to quite a few athletes to get them starting to get educated, that million isn't truly a million, as according to Rob Welsh, our expert. So
let me add something to that, Alexis,
go ahead.
If I can. That,
sure.
If those athletes coming out, let's say they're rookies, and let's talk about the rookies for a second.
Okay.
Sports agent, I mean, it's a whole different life, right? But the reality is that every sports agent is going to say hopefully they'll say, hey, you'll be part of our family. Hey, we're going to be able to do this for you. Hopefully we got marketing for you. There's all these things that they're all going to promise, right? And a lot will deliver on it, right? But at the end of the day, they're going to be some good sports agents don't have the cash to, as you're coming out for training, they got to pay for training. Maybe they don't have capital, but so they can't compete. And they might, these athletes will be attracted into big dollar advances up front, maybe $100,000 to $250,000 as first round draft picks in the NFL, for instance. And they'll be, oh my gosh, I can get these advanced. And yet the reality is that they have to ask further pictures. But if you have a sports agent that are out there, if they're going to listen to this, they can compete because of the reality is it $250,000 advance or help you keep $4 million? What would you rather have? Yeah, here's how taxes work. Be an educational person, and it's all about how you keep that money in their hands and make it last.
That's the key, especially in the society we live in today. I mean, everywhere is expensive, and so no matter where you're playing, whether you're playing in the States or you're playing overseas has a little bit of an advantage because a lot of the taxes are paid there. But when you bring the money back into the U.S., then you have to answer for that cash as well. Is that incorrect?
Yeah, they don't pay any taxes while they're over there. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. The best thing to do is come visit the U.S. so they don't have to pay you more. So,
correct.
That would be the solution. But, of course, a lot of athletes, when they come back to the U.S., they count the U.S. as home and they count overseas, even though they're there sometimes 10 months or 11 months out the year, not really as home in their heart. So let's see. What other questions do I want to ask you? Okay, we talked a little bit about this. If an athlete or a agent wants to get a hold of you and they call you, what is the process they have to go through? Is there a cost? And let's just lay it all out there.
Well, that's probably one of the biggest questions, right? Is there a cost? there is
get
no
to the
cost.
Money, right?
There's no cost for us. I mean, we have programs where the things that we do, we provide certain solutions. We get paid through different types of entities, not out of the client's pocket, which is awesome. So there's no advantage for us to, you know, do anything because we're not going to charge the client anything. We won't charge the sports agent. If we're introducing somebody, we're going to want to be part of the marketing or whatever it may be, a revenue share of something. But at the end of the day, when we're looking at tax strategies or planning, we're actually going to help bring monetization to the table for, you know, current athletes or even former athletes. So the sports agents would be better served if they, you know, if they knew about us, they'd be better served contacting us as an alignment service for what they're doing, because it'll make them look better. But we don't charge anything, which is nice. We're not, you know, we don't have to be like PA certified, player, you know, association certified, because we're not financial advisors. We could go that route. We got the licenses, but the reality is that's not our goal. We're in tax planning, strategy, wealth empowerment. We help people grow their money, keep their money, different types of solutions around that, risk management. At the end of the day, we've got guys that have been played ball, and I mean, they can go to the locker room. I mean, they have the conversations. They're the alumni. Can, you know, we're looking for solid agents that we can refer to, right? That we believe in, that we've vetted. And if they call us, we vet it. So that you want to make sure we have the right clients as well. If we're going to serve, we got to serve the right ones. So,
yes, that sounds about right. I mean, I like the aspect that you're using the alumni, because not that they need something to do, but it gives them an opportunity to loop back in and give back to someone else as they found out the information maybe a little too late or later in their career, at least being able to touch some of the younger guys that are coming through. And, you know, they'll listen to them, you know, and that's a good thing. I'm glad that you're doing that.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you, short-term goals for FFC, long-term goals for FFC?
It's a great question. You know, we've over the last year and a half coming into Dallas 2 years ago, then about the last year and a half building this out, it all just happened, by the way, in the beginning, because I was introduced to somebody that was telling me the plight of the NFL guys working in the off season or doing this, this, and this. And I was just like, another injustice. Let's go correct this. I have the solution, because we can actually take, you know, former athletes or current athletes and help them monetize their brand, and be able to go back and serve and, you know, get a couple licenses and they're good to go. And they do exceptionally well. If you took Terrell Owens right now, if you look at his story, that dude would make $3 million the first year with me, just because of who he is. He's a national brand. He could go across all the universities, just talk to anybody, right? Short-term vision and short-term goals right now are to continue to attract right now those potential former athletes that want to be part of something and actually like fund whatever projects they have. And then we're scaling right now for a learning management system to be able to train nationally. That's our scale right now. So we're scaling. We're looking for sports agents that basically want to partner with us to help us bring services to their table. But the Life Beyond Sports program for the transition, because we're talking about athletes, but not everybody plays. So there are all these hopes and dreams and then depression and all this stuff. And being a veteran, it kind of similar, bringing that to the table. Short-term wise, right, and grow it and get into the national. By the end of 2019, we'll be fairly national, integrated in pretty much almost every state that makes sense. And then long-term vision, you know, we have AEA, Athletes Empowerment Alliance, is going to help as a foundation get our, you know, curriculum into the universities, because I don't think any junior or senior or even high school student should be without the proper tools of understanding money. You know, people try to keep it secret and charge fees for it. It shouldn't be. We should be able to integrate and let it be a norm, whatever programs that we build for that other people want to be part of that, so we can go that the universities would be, you know, bringing it into all the ADs would bring it across their entire sports divisions. We would attract and be a brand name where when you hear FSC Capital Ventures, it's an alignment with, you know, in a recognition that people say, that's a good company making a difference and disrupting a sports industry. We're making a difference. Obviously, I'd love to own an NFL team. You know, I'd love to be able to have part ownership as the athletes come through, have some equity positions within that team. I mean, there's nothing that, you know, there's no concessions paid back, DirecTVs, nothing's paid back. I'd love to see that happen. I think player development programs could be wrapped around what we're teaching within, if they got player development professionals in these professional teams, we have programs for education, not in just business, in entrepreneurship and mentorship and leadership. We also have it with inside the financial curriculum. And so those programs I see being prevalent, where it's not unknown, it's actually known. Hey, we need to connect with these guys. It's just a norm, right? And every team would have something in place. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. So we're at the end of our show, and you've given us so much amazing information. I'm excited about having you on. I would love to have you on maybe once a month and direct ourselves sometimes to just athletes, sometimes to agents, sometimes to coaches, and really get them seeing what you're doing. I hear the passion in your voice, and I'm so excited about it. And I just want to thank you for joining us here on Sports 101.
Thank you, Alexis.
You're welcome.